Test 73, Section 2, Question 13. Here we're looking for a flaw. It says a survey of police departments keeps track of the national crime rate, annual number of crimes per 100,000 people. So we keep track of it, crimes per 100,000. Survey shows no significant reduction in the crime rate in the past 20 years. So no reduction in crime rate, but the percentage of the population in prison has increased substantially. So the percentage of the population in prison has increased substantially. And public expenditure on prisons has grown at an alarming rate, so public expenditure has gone up. This demonstrates that putting more people in prison cannot help reduce crime. So putting people in prison cannot help reduce crime. And so our conclusion is putting people in prison can't reduce crime. The evidence is crime rate has been about the same, but there's more and more people in prison. The problem with this is that we can't be sure of what would happen if we hadn't put people in prison. Maybe it would, maybe it would have been even worse if we hadn't been doing that. So now we look at our answers. So A infers without justification that just because the national crime rate has increased, that the number of crimes reported has increased. The problem is it doesn't say that the national crime rate has increased. It just says there's been no reduction, but that's not the same as saying there's an increase. And so A is wrong because of that. B ignores the possibility that the crime rate would have significantly increased if it had not been for the greater rate of imprisonment. That's kind of what we said, is we don't know what would have happened in the absence of putting those people in prison. So, overlooks the possibility that the population has increased significantly over the past 20 years. The problem is that we are already taking that into account because it's the average annual number of crimes per 100,000 people. It doesn't really matter whether the population has increased or decreased. We're already taking that into account. And so that's irrelevant. Presumes that warrant that alternative measures for reducing crime would have been more effective. This says assumes or presumes, and we don't have to assume anything about other methods. We just have to assume things about whether or not this one does work. And then E takes for granted that the number of prisoners must be proportional to the number of crimes committed. And here, we don't have to assume that. That's too strong. Must be proportional to the number of crimes. It is not assuming that. We don't have to assume that for sure. And so, therefore, answer choice B is definitely our best one.